99% of the time, he's going to use more than three instruments to play the trio. So the word trio no longer has numerical significance in classical era minuets. We still call the middle minuet a trio, but now we will hear many more instruments. However, the generalization we can make is that the trio will be scored for fewer instruments than the minuet sections. So we have a reduced instrumentation, but not reduced to just three instruments. Sometimes Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven will write a trio for three instruments, but rarely. Ordinarily, we will hear a reduced orchestration. What we will hear in this trio that makes it so engaging are those instruments we couldn't hear above the din of the minuet. We will hear flute, oboe, bassoon, and French horns with glorious clarity. They'll even be given solos. So this music will have a kind of sweet pastoral sound to it, a lot of that pastorality, a result of the instrumental timbres. Let us listen to this trio then, and let's be aware that we've gone from the turmoil and angst of the opening minuet to a very pastoral and idyllic place. Phrase C. Be repeated. Codetta. D repeated. C prime. Codetta. Can we imagine a broader contrast with that brutal opening minuet than this sweet and pastoral music? But it is not to be for long, because we know in our heart of heart, in our ear of ears, that the da capo is right around the corner. Please let us listen to this movement, but before we do, a couple of comments about what I want us to be most aware of while we listen. There are two moments in this movement that are special. The first comes with the beginning of the trio. The change of mood, of mode, of dynamic, the contrast creates a momentary but not unpleasing sense of dislocation and departure. The big moment, though, my friends, the rush, occurs when we come back to the minuet after the trio. It might be a dark, stinking, dank hellhole, but it's home, home sweet home, and we're glad to be back. The sense of thematic closure brought about by the return of the minuet after the trio is a genuinely exciting moment, and I want us to be as aware of it as we can be. Please, by understanding the form, we follow Mozart. We converse with Mozart. We know what Mozart's audience knew in 1788. We have a context now for understanding the infinity of nuance and detail that Mozart builds in to this music. Please, the third movement from Mozart's symphony in G minor, Kürschel 550, an example of minuet and trio form. Phrase A, minuet 1.